And now for our second feature. Evening News arts editor Andrew Clark tells us the summer has been a disaster for the movie industry. This could almost be a follow-up to our first feature, and it's read by Peter Walsh.
In the mid-1990s, Bruce Springsteen had a hit with the song 57 Channels and Nothing's On. As you may accept from the title, it was critique of the vacuousness of television. It seems that after this summer, the song may need to undergo a title change to 57 Screens and Nothing's On, because Hollywood has just experienced its worst blockbuster season in 25 years. Attendances are down, box office takings are down 35% despite price rises. Superhero franchises, which were deemed to be surefire hits, didn't fly, and now studio executives are starting to wonder, when does a disaster become a crisis? The problem is that the big Hollywood studios have painted themselves into a corner. They have opted for the high-risk, big-return blockbuster option, which means spending vast fortunes to produce special effect-filled cinematic firework displays, to be screened in technologically complex cinemas, in 3D, in overwhelming IMAX, or in 4DX, which is cinema's version of a roller coaster ride, complete with moving seats and mist being sprayed in your face. All this is incredibly expensive. And if the film doesn't become an instant success, then both cinema and Hollywood studio can lose a lot of money very quickly. The real problem that this summer season has exposed is that Hollywood is only really playing to a small proportion of the population. Through its choice of movies, its overly loud soundtracks, or its carnival sideshow presentation, Hollywood has signalled that, outside Oscar season, it's not particularly interested in catering for more mature audiences. That's anyone over the age of 30 in movie speak. In the old days of Hollywood, any of the television's recent big hits, from The Sopranos onwards, would have found a home on the big screen as a prestige movie. Today, movies about domestic relationship dramas or political intrigues, in fact any film that doesn't involve action sequences or special effects, really only appears in the run-up to the awards season. Hollywood believes that it can make more money from teenage audiences who love the crossover worlds inhabited by superheroes to the large financial rewards offered by dialogue-light, action-heavy films designed to wow non-English-speaking audiences in the Far East. This is fine until the novelty-hungry audience decides it would rather play a virtual reality computer game or stream its favourite YouTube star. It's interesting to note that the most profitable films of the summer have been from the independent sector. Films like Baby Driver, the comedy Girls Trip, the Korean art house movie, the Handmaiden or the non-franchise horror movie Get Out have knocked tired redheads like the Mummy into a cocked hat. One of the biggest surprises was Dunkirk, which proved that if you give a director of vision like Christopher Nolan room to manoeuvre and not constrain him with data from focus groups, he can breathe new life into seemingly dead genres like the Second World War movie. It seems to me that Hollywood should ignore its heritage at its peril. It should embrace audiences of all ages and backgrounds if it wants to survive. Cinema has faced many challenges over the years, and it survived the arrival of TV, video, and DVD. But a spread of films covering both blockbusters, comedies, and dialogue-driven dramas may provide a more sustainable future than simply banking on empty spectacle.